Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powett. Welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line. I do hope that everyone who joined tonight will participate on the line. We just want to let you know that God is coming soon and He wants us to do a mighty work for Him, live for Him. So tonight I'm asking my brothers, let us share the good news by reading your favorite scripture and saying a prayer. I just want to thank you all for joining and asking you to press number one so that your line will be open. Welcome again on Advent Light Prayer Line. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell me your name? Tell your name and also your...
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. First, I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. And I would like to thank Him for all His blessings He poured upon us and gave us all a place to stay and food on our table. Then,
amen, Sister Brenda. Your line is open. Sister Brenda, your line is open, sir. 854-985-232. Sister Brenda, your line is open. We have a little error there a while ago. Sister Brenda, can you check your phone? 985-232, your line is open. Your line is open.
Sister Powell?
Nice, Sister Brent. Yes, yes, I'm here. You're hearing me?
Hello?
You're hearing me, Sister Brenda? Your line is open.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would like to read a scripture coming from Jeremiah 17, starting at verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not had from being a pastor and follow thee. Neither have I desired the woeful day. And thou that which came out of my lips is right before me. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Amen. I just want to thank God for his words of wisdom that give us the strength to move forward and to and always lift us up when we get on this prayer line and have someone to pray with, my brothers and sisters in Christ. At Ben Light Prayer Line, I want to thank God for it going forward thus far, and all the hosts and the responsible party, Sister Power, Brother Yudi and his family, and all the others that help to bring forward the messages and all the health reform and everything else we have going on. It's a pleasure we all to get together and make this prayer line a sanctuary. So I thank God for this. And to me, it's like I've been joining the church. And I just be excited. And sometimes I miss it. I get worried. But then I say, Lord, you know. But I'll catch it. So thank God for that. And I just want to continue praying for the prayer line. I want to pray for my brothers and sisters. And my family and friends. I want to continue praying for my nephew and the burn unit. God, to continue lifting him up. And I'll pray for the bereaved family, all those that's working and sick. I want to lift up all the ones that in the church. So I want to pray for the elderly and all the babies. And just want to keep everyone in prayer and ask God to forgive us of our sins. And I hope y'all had a wonderful time at this prayer meeting. I was praying, and Brother John was talking about it and keeping y'all in our prayer. So God bless y'all. Amen. Here's Brother John.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, John from Houma, Louisiana. And yeah, just like you said, you know, just a blessing and everything. But things been going okay, you know. Still been thanking God, praising God for his mercy. And his everlasting his everlasting presence, I'll put it like that. And just wanna say that I've been, you know, just feeling blessed and stuff like that. And always still up and down, but I'm more up than down. I always say that. It's still more up than down. So that's a blessing too, you know, and it's in its own way. But I just want everyone to have a good evening, and God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming to on Advent Light tonight, for joining us. And also was praying for the Advent Light from Camp Meeting that commences the 14th, 15th. And we just want to let you know, we just came in, just reaching, and I just said, you know, let I check the line. And when I checked the line, there was no one on it. So I said, let I open the line. So I just want to thank you for joining, and also thank you for sharing. God is good, brothers and sisters, and he's worthy to be praised. We had a wonderful time up in the mountain there. We have had a little rain, but God blesses us that it was not so, it did not pour down too heavy. And we also have a great turnout, and the messages was very, very good, various presentation, and it was very good, brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit was there, and I'm telling you, we were blessed. So I do know that my brothers and sisters who did not go, did not come, we do know that you guys were praying for us. So we just want to let you know how much we appreciate the prayer, because only prayer can carry. So we all went, and some was on their way now going home. Myself, I reached, Sister Carla left just a few minutes ago. So let us lift up Sister Carla in prayer while she is driving, and also some other folks is driving to the city, New York City. So please, I'm asking you to remember them in prayer, so that the Lord will give them traveling mercy. So I just want to say thank you again, brothers and sisters, for praying. 256-9954, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Carlos, and the rest on the prayer line on Rosewood, calling from Huntsville, Alabama. I just want to praise God for his goodness and mercy. On Friday night, I was able to listen to the service. I heard the speaker speak, and I heard the prayer, I heard the sermon, and I heard Brother O'Neill leading out and singing. And that is a blessing. God has greatly, greatly engaged his people knowledge and things. So I just want to thank God, and I thank God today I made my 75th birthday, and I still can go, and I can still make out my checks, can make out bills, and I can go places, church, doctor's office, grocery places, and I can go and visit Dad in New Orleans, wherever I want to go. God is such a good God. And I thank the Lord for this prayer line with Sister Powell and Brother Udi, his family, and all the rest that come on this line. God is such a wonderful God. And I just want to praise the Lord for all the blessing he sent to his children. And he really loves his children. And we must love him also. So I'm going to offer a little prayer. Heavenly Father, as your children come to you tonight, we want to thank you, Lord, for what you have blessed your children, giving them knowledge, can be miles and miles, hundreds and miles away, and we can listen to the voices of them singing, preaching, praying. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. So, Lord, I ask that you be with them, those who are still traveling back home. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And, Lord, I ask that you just forever be with us. Help us, Lord, just to love you and do your will. Be with brother and sister, Brenda and them. Oh, Heavenly Father, be with thy daughters, thy son, thy grandchildren, Lord. Be with all those people there in the city of Houma, Louisiana. Lord, don't let us leave thee. Keep us faithful to thee. Be with the sick. Be with those who cook the meals, those who offer the blessing, Lord. We have so much to thank you for. we could praise you into the night, Lord. We still wouldn't be finished because you're such a good God. And we thank you for the power that's on tonight. Even though she been to camp meeting, but Lord, she's faithful and she's here holding the line tonight. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Continue to be with your children. Those who have to get up in the morning, go to nursing school or in school, Lord. Those have to go out to summer school, to college, or wherever they have to go. Those who are going out on jobs in the morning, Lord, some is looking for work. Well, some people already have jobs, Lord. Help them that they make arrive at their jobs all safe and sound. And, Lord, I ask that you help us just to continue to pray for one another and love one another. Continue to be by our side, Lord. You told us you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we believe your word. Lord, be with the bereaved tonight. Those who could not bury their loved one, Lord, and they had to have to burn them and thing, Lord. But be with them. Bless them with what they need, Jesus. You always are faithful to your children. You always send your blessing that they can say, it was God who did this for me. So, Lord, I ask that you bury my neighbors here in this, on this street, Burton Street. Remember your people all over the city, those in the hospital, nursing home, wherever they may be. Be with my daughter, Lord, who's in the group home, Heavenly Father. Be with all those people that work there, Lord. Help her that she will continue to be a beautiful young lady, and they will not have to do no more than they have to do, Lord. And so, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. And, Lord, when I fail, ask, please grant it according to your will, because I want all the blessings that you have in store for your children, that they will come and help us, help me to be faithful until the end. And when you come, let me be ready to go back and live with you throughout the season of age of eternity. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Rosemary, for prayer and also for sharing and really the praise report that you gave, that or that you listened to the line and also the technology so that you could hear the sermon. It was really a blessing from Friday night, my brothers and sisters there, you know, and the faithful people who have turned out. It was really a blessing. And God is so good. He is so great. You know, he poured out his blessings upon Advent Light Pearl Line. And also we have a lot of new faces for the first time. And we have people from Virginia. We also have from New York City, from Bronx, you know, and they are joining area. And one good news is about our youth and my church youth. You know, it was a blessing. I count around 4 to 5 youth from my church came, and they was there for the whole camping, and those youth was well refreshed and, you know, actually decided that, you know, they will be going back to their church with this presentation that they have listened and the word of God. So I'm asking you to pray for those faithful youth who decided to follow the Lord all the way. So I want to thank you for sharing. I'm going to open this line up. 5-8-5-7-5-0-5. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. My name is Brother Eula. I'm calling for Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to praise God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. my prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother, lift up my mother in prayer, pray for my mom, Sister Power. Don't forget to lift up Sister Samantha too. Lift up Sister Samantha because yesterday I shared the prayer line with her. So she might be on this prayer line listening at this moment where I ask for Sister Samantha. Sister Samantha, if you're on this prayer line, push number one, only one time. I don't know if you push number one because Sister Power wants to hear from you. She wants to hear your prayer request, your testimony. Share about your day, Sister Samantha. Don't forget to pray for Sister Stephanie, Brother Gene. Pray for Brother Gene. Pray for Brother Dave. Lift up Brother Dave in prayer, Sister Power. I feel like to sing a song at this moment, Sister Power. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Adonai. We will praise the Torah, the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Adonai. We will praise the Torah, El Shaddai. Sing, Sister Power. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Adonai. We will praise the Lord, the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Adonai. We will praise the Lord, El Shaddai. Sister Power, don't forget to lift up Lift up Sister Dina in prayer, too. I don't know if Sister Samantha is on the prayer line, so can you give her a message, Sister Power, and tell Sister Samantha, walk with faith in the Lord, because God will break
Amen.
Every chain. God will fight the battle
Amen.
For her.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brother Eli, for sharing, and we will be praying for your prayer requests. You ask prayer for yourself, your mom, and Sister Nancy, Sister Sue Lady, Sister Stephanie, Sister Jean, Dave, Sister Diane, and Sister Samantha. So we're going to ask the other prayer who really talk, just to lift up these prayer requests for me. Move here, 518-744, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and wow, I just thank Brother Eli for singing for us, for sharing his joy in the Lord, and you know, I want to lift up his prayer requests right now. If we could just bow our heads, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you have given us, Lord. And Lord, we want to remember Brother Eli's requests at this moment, Lord. He's praying for his mom and many, many friends, Lord. I don't remember all the names. But Lord, he faithfully comes on each night and requests prayer for his friends, his family, his mom, himself. And Lord, so we lift them all up to you at this moment. Lord, move upon them in a mighty way. Seal their hearts, Lord. Convert them, Lord, so that they may be great witnesses for you. And Lord, each one of us, may we be that witness that you have called us to be. Heal us from the sin-sick soul that have plagued us for so long, Lord. Father, we thank you for the camp meeting that just ended, for all the brothers and sisters that gathered, for the messages that we heard, for your spirit that was there, Lord. It was powerful, Lord. And we are grateful for that, Lord. Our minds are rested. Our bodies are refreshed, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. And, sister, I just wanted to say that, wow, We had a presentation by a number of people talking about rest. Brother Yudi, Brother Kyle Rivers, a young man from down, I believe he goes to Livingston Church. Very fine young man, did a powerful message on rest. Brother Eugene did some. But what I learned from that is the Lord wants to give us rest in different ways, but when we partake of his word, when we ingest that word, our minds become rested, and then our bodies can also enter into that rest. And I have been working hard all weekend long, preparing and then cleaning up from the camp meeting, and I have not felt this good in a long time, Sister Powell. And I'm just praising the Lord that even though we had lots of things to do, the Lord has given me rest, and I just feel just so blessed that I could be there. The messages were just amazing, and the Lord's Spirit was moving in a mighty way. I have not felt like this in a long, long time, so I'm just so thankful that, you know, that we were able to attend. And it was very good to see Sister Carla. I don't get to see Sister Powell much, so it was always a pleasure to see her. She did a great job with the food, as always. The food was just so tasty. I could have eaten much more than I did, but the Lord wants us to be temperate too, so I had to be careful. But Sister Powell sent some of that home with me, and wow, it was very, very good, Sister, and I thank you. And we had Sister Varlene helping us there. Brother Kyle was there helping us. He had a young lady with him, and you know, I apologize, I did not get her name, but she was a very big help. We had Brother Eugene was a big help. Brother Anthony and Sister Vicky, Brother Bernard, Sister May, Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, and young Caleb was learning. He is not able to help yet, but Brother Yudi says by next CAN meeting he'll be helping, and I believe that he will be. So it's wonderful to see all the brothers and sisters together. Not everything went perfectly when we first got there. Things were not organized as well as we had wanted them to, but the Lord all that and took our minds away from that, and you know, we placed our thoughts and our minds upon him, and all those distractions faded away. And it was just wonderful to see, because when things are not organized in my line of work, in my business, in my life, I get very dismayed and sometimes very short with people, and that did not happen because God was there. And he turned everything into good. So I'm praising him for that, and just so thankful. We want to remember Sister Carla, and she is traveling. She is did a great job helping Sister Powell. The two of them were the two that were in charge of the food, and they did just such a wonderful job. So Sister Cecilia and young Abigail. Abigail is 8 years old. She is the daughter of the caretakers at the William Miller Farm, and she was just a huge help on Friday setting up, and she was there all weekend long. If we had questions or needed something, she would help us out, and she was just like having another person there just to rely on at 8 years old. It was just amazing. I mean, her mom and dad have done a great job bringing up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So I want to thank them also for that, because that is just a blessing. So Sister Paul, I won't take any more time. Oh, Sister James, I almost forgot. Sister Donna James. Oh, what a powerful presentation she did. And she told me that she learned how to speak from her son, but I'm beginning to think that maybe her son learned his speaking techniques from his mom, because she just had a powerful presentation and just a wonderful lady, and I do appreciate her so much for praying that she will get home safely. I believe she had to take a bus back down to Washington, D.C., so that is a long trip and not a fun one. So we want to remember Sister Donna James in prayer, and I hope we get to hear Brother Akeem James tonight. And just lifting up all my brothers and sisters, I want to remember my daughter Ashley in prayer, and also my nephew Brandon and his wife Claire Luz. They came to the camp meeting. They were there for a short while, and then they left, and I'm just praying that the Spirit of God will move upon them, and next year we can get them there for the whole thing. And my brother Bob, who is he's like 2 years older than I am, so he'll be 60 years old his next birthday, and he has been dating a woman that lives right next door to where he lives, they are talking about marriage. So I just want to lift up my brother Bob, that he will make the right decision in this. This is a huge, huge decision, as we know, when we get married, and I want him to make the right one. So just lift my brother Bob up in prayer to sister. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Elder Rick, for this report. Brothers and Sister Elder Rick is really a worker. You know, we left Elder Rick up there packing up the truck for to make one load with something, and he acknowledged that he would be going back. And I wasn't even expecting Brother Rick to be on the line tonight, because I do know he have done a great job up there. So we just want to thank God that God used Brother Rick, used everyone, but I'm telling you, he was the driver for the tents, the chairs, even the trash that we use, you know. So God, Brother Rick, we just pray that God will give you that strength, that you will continue to do his will. And there was really a good report, because we all was on the mountaintop, and brothers and sisters, it was very refreshed. And as Elder Rick told you in his report a while ago, that the whole of the message with the messenger is actually on the same trend. You know, they are not living together, but it was just on the same topic, right? And the topic was rest, brothers and sisters. God wants us to rest, and not only to just barely rest by sleeping. God gave us a day to rest, and he also wants us to have that Sabbath rest and rest with our soul so that we can live with him. So, you know, and be with him for eternity. And as the Elder Rick really reported a while ago about the unity of the team, you know, the team was very united, you know. And I do know that it was a blessing that God have given unto us, because we could not do it. Only God could do it, you know. Everything was well looked after and taken care of, you know, and everybody pull their weight. So I just want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that God was in the midst of our camp meeting. And our camp meeting is not praising ourselves, Brother Udyar, the speakers, them, or Brother Rick and myself. Our camp meeting, we are just giving God the praise that he had used these people, every one of us, to do his will. And brothers and sisters, coming up on Advent Life Prayer Line, there are some very, I'm telling you, gifts that God have given unto us. We have a demonstration of sewing bags and bags, shopping bags, and, you know, skirts, because you know that we can't get good clothes to wear, all these little things that we get at the store. And we have that also, brothers and sisters. It was also demonstration and showing how to make our body. That demonstration did not go on, but we saw this soap and the perfumes and, you know, the lotion that Sister Carla had produced, brothers and sisters. And when I look upon that and I say to myself, boy, Advent Light can do a mighty job. Soon and very soon you will be hearing, you know, and we're asking you to pray about that, that we have our own industry, right? Because we have people in there who God gave them talent and they decided to use it for the honor and glory of God. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray for our sisters. You know, especially we, the ladies, we have to use our hands. So who can sew, who can crochet, who can cook, make meal? Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God have been using me. God have been using the team, right? Not just using myself, I'm saying the team. We have been putting out some nice steak, you know, meatless steak. And, you know, meatball, we have been putting out, you know, all the things that you like and crave for. God gave us in a plant-based way how we should prepare it. And day by day, minute by minute, God have been blessing us. So we have the food for the stomach. We have the clothes for the body and also the ointment, you know, that sweet fragrance that Mary used and anointed Jesus. We have that home and made. So, you know, and there is many, many more talenting on Advent Life Pearline. So we just ask you to pray for us, brothers and sisters. And anyone else would like to share, can you press number one? I haven't seen the speaker yet. Also, okay. Anyone else would like to share, can you press number one that I will open the line, brothers and sisters. And also, Elder Rick was not been. I just have a little report on Brother Rick. Brother Rick got sick, Brother Richardson got sick with, and he was not able to come on the line, but he sent his blessings and greetings and prayer that he is praying for Advent Light for Advent Light so that we will have a successful gathering and also a good blessed day. So we have a blessed day. So thank you, Elder Richardson. 804-238, your line is open.
Hi, good evening. Thank you, Sister Carl, for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla, and I just thanking the Lord that I was able to make it safely to the camp meeting. It was a blessing, and it was you know, joyous to see my brothers and sisters and also new faces. And the message was really good. I, you know, enjoyed all the messages, especially the one on gardening and those things that we need to start, you know, doing and preparing our seeds and also our equipment for gardening and just learning and doing the basic, you know, until we're able to start planting. So I thank Brother Eugene for that that message that he gave on gardening, and also the other presenter, and Brother Kyle was there, and Sister Melissa also presented, and Sister James, it was a blessing seeing her, and all the other brothers and sisters. Brother O'Neill, he did some smoothies, and it was a good Sabbath, you know, evening, I guess, lunch. I mean, sorry, dinner, Sabbath evening dinner, sort of, just perfect, not too heavy and not too light. Just keep me in prayer. I'm driving now, heading to Michigan, so continue to keep me in prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory, great things you have done. Carla, join us, even though she's driving. to call and to share. So we just want to thank Sister Carla. Oh, Sister Carla worked this week. Oh, she is just like a spinner. You know, I was saying that Sister Powell was Sister Carla. And we just want to thank God, Sister Carla. God is good. And we just hope, you know, and wish you safe journey, and when you reach peace, to call us that we can know, and we will be praying for you. Thank you again. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters on Advent Light, Pearline, tonight I'm asking you if you want to, you know, share again. You can just take yourself off the line. I haven't seen the speaker yet, brother. Tonight is supposed to be Brother Akeem James. Brother Akeem James, if you're on the line, can you press number one so that we can open the line? Yes, brothers and sisters on Advent Light, I just want to just let you know that, you know what? God wants us to be together. God wants us to be in one place, sharing the word, listening to his word. When I do look up and listen to these young people, the young ones, you know, as Elder Richard said, Brother Kyle, and they are young people, brothers and sisters, and their presentation is really, you know, and we just have to pray for these young people, because they will be the one who will be carrying out the gospel message. And these young people have the energy, you know, and also God promised us that he will pour out his Holy Spirit upon us if we're willing to accept it. So I just want to thank you again for sharing. And I'm going to go into a season of prayer, and then if Elder Akeem James is not on the line, I will play at you. O most righteous and eternal Father, as we come tonight, Lord, our heart has been filled. We want to thank you for the blessings that you have poured upon each one of us this weekend. We want to thank you for the people, dear God, who have participate, give their self to you this weekend. Father, those who help, Lord, with setting up the tent, those who help, Lord, preparing the food, even members who are on this line, dear God, who call, who feel calm, call and, you know, prepare, Lord, a meal to present at the camp meeting. And we just want to let them know how, you know, we thank them for what they have done for the Lord, because we know it wasn't for Sister Powell, Sister Carla, Brother Yudia, or Brother Rick, Lord, or any other one, but it's because you speak to their heart so that they could hear. So we just want to thank you for everyone. We thank you, dear Lord, for those who present the message, dear. We know some is even traveling now. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon them, dear God. We want to thank you, dear Father God, for what you have done with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you have poured out upon your people, Lord. When I do listen, Lord, we have to call name, because, dear God, we couldn't do anything without you. Lord, when I look upon myself, I look upon Sister Carlo, I look upon Sister Melissa, I look upon Brother Carl, I look upon the young people, dear Brother Udi, dear Brother Bernard, and Brother Rick, Lord Jesus, and look, and I saw what they have done, and even new people, dear God, who come for the first time, and they're saying that they have been listening to and been invited 3 years, and they came this year, and you know, it was a blessing. Everyone is saying that there was a blessing. It was a high time upon the mountain, dear brothers and sisters. So we just want to thank God for that. Dear Lord, we have a chef there who works as a big chef who came, and he just started to help, and, you know, we let him know that he's a part of the line, and he said, sure, you know. So, brothers and sisters, God, I've been sending people. There is a young lady there. I don't quite remember her name now, but their father, she's there on the line for 2 years, and she came to the camp meeting, but she's on the line most night, but she's silent on the line. So, brother, Father, I just want to give you thanks and praise to bring those viewers or listeners on the line. Some do not hear, dear Lord, but they are there listening to your word. We ask you to comfort them and allow them, dear God, that, you know, they give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, dear God. Give them the word. They make it say they cannot speak, just as what Moses said. But, dear Father, you told Moses you will give him Aaron as his mouthpiece. And there you lift his lip, his tongue, and he started to speak, Lord, and he was a mighty leader, Father God. So we ask you, Father God, to allow your people not to be afraid. Let them know that you will put words in their mouth so that they can present you and bring glory to you. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for our brothers and sister who was not there. Sister Leola, Lord, she was not there, but her name was, we call her name, and she was Miss Lord, but we know that Sister Leola was praying for us. We know that Sister Brenda was praying. We know Sister Rosemary was praying, because she was there listening to the programs at Friday night, and she heard the program, the message, Lord. So we just want to thank you. Brother John was praying. Sister Dixon was praying, dear Lord. Our Sister Mary Wood was praying, Lord. Brother Elder Richardson, who got sick, Lord, you know, was also praying. His wife was praying. So that we know our brothers and sisters was praying, because we have felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. So we just want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. And as we come, Lord Jesus, to you, Lord, this evening we are asking you, as you pour your spirit, Lord, help us that we will not only take these words of comfort and these words that build our character, help us that we will go out and share it to the dying world, those, dear Father God, who do not know you, who will be going in Christless grave. Help us, dear Father. Have mercy upon us, dear God. Help us not to look upon self, but look upon you, Jesus Christ, who look upon your Father for direction and where you are now, dear Father. So tonight, pour your blessings upon Advent Light Prayer Line. Prayer, brothers and sisters, everyone, those who used to come on the line, we ask you for blessings upon them. Lord, as Brother Rick said, he's asking prayer for his dear daughter, Ashley. Lord, he's also asking prayer for his brother, Don, who will be getting married, dear God. Now, oh, Lord, help that it is the right decision, Father God, the right person, dear Lord. We place him in your care, dear Lord. Father, you can do all things, dear Lord. His brother Rick is also praying for his son who came to the camp meeting. And that was a blessing, brothers and sisters, because we saw we have our people there at the camp meeting, dear Father, for the first time. And dear Lord, it was really a blessing. They stood and they sit, and everyone was on one accord. So we just want to thank you again for our little 8-year-old, I think is Abigail, was there that helped, Lord. you know, the caretaker little daughter. She was so friendly. She was so pleasant, brothers and to underline, you know, and I just want to thank God for her, for using her that way, even with baby Caleb. And God have blessed baby Caleb that he's walking. I saw he's walking on the grass, brothers and sisters, the grass he's walking. And so we just want to thank God for what he have done. Brother Bernard, we lift him up. Also his wife, Sister Nancy, we also lift up Brother Eugene as we listen, that he was a presentation, he bring a presentation on farming, how to prepare the soil and the tool and all these things, dear God. So it was really a blessing, dear God. We have a camp meeting this year, and we know you are the one who pour out your blessings, Lord. Help us now, dear Father God, that we will step out, you know, to share the message out there. Help us that we will be able, dear Father, to pass out books, especially the Sunday law and the great controversy to our brothers and our sisters. Help us, dear Father God, that we will start at home with our brothers, our sisters, our friends. We know it is so difficult, Lord, for us to minister unto our family members, but dear God, help us that we will live the life of Christ within us, and that we will be covered with your righteousness, that they will see Christ within us, and that they will come to know you. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to bring honor to your name. Bless us, we pray, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless this line. Bless the listeners. Bless the viewers. Bless everything, Lord, that we have to, will be doing tonight on this line. And help us to be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you all for joining us. Tonight's supposed to be a night where we have elder brother Akeem James, but he's not there, so we will be playing. Okay. All right. I'm going to open this line. I don't know. It was open. 518.
Yes, Sister Powell, Brother Rick here. As you were praying, I knew I forgot to thank someone, Sister, and that was Brother Lester. He had such a wonderful study on the Sabbath school lesson, and I so appreciate his study that he did. He is so the last three, maybe four years, he has had the Sabbath school lesson study, and for a young man, he just has great wisdom from the Lord in discerning these messages. So I just wanted to thank Brother Lester, and he also brought his friends too. So just we really appreciated him and his contribution to the camp meeting. Thank you.
Brother Rick, can you just offer a word of prayer on Lester and the team from the college
yes.
student? Amen.
Yes. Yes, dear Lord, we come before you again, Lord, and we want to lift up our young people. We had Brother Lester there with his friends, Lord. We had Brother Kyle there, and Lord, we have other young people there. And Father, they speak in a mighty way, Lord. They are young. They are full of energy, Lord, and you can see that in them, Lord. And as we get older, we lose some of that energy, some of that zeal that these young people have, Lord. So we're so grateful that they could join us, that they could be part of the Advent Light camp meeting, Lord, and add to what you have brought us there, Lord. So, Father, we do lift them up to you. We ask that you would keep them, Lord, in the palm of your hand, Lord, that Satan would not discourage them, would not dissuade them from speaking out your word, Lord, your message to those around them, especially their young friends, Lord. We know that youth is a wonderful thing, Lord, and they are in the prime of it, Lord. So please watch over them and bless them, Lord, and us also. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ellery, for really reminding me. You know, but, you know, God understand. Yesterday, young people, as I pray about the young people, we noticed that the young people have been doing a great work. We know that the young people have been doing a great work. So we just have to pray for them that God will pour out his blessings upon them. Yeah, we just have to pray for the young.
How many of us believe that we're living in the last days? Amen. How many of us believe that? Did you know that because we're living in the last days, that 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says that we should pray more because we're living in the last days? Jesus would spend all night in prayer. Jesus would spend all night in prayer speaking to his Heavenly Father. He'd wake up in the morning when how many of us believe that we're living in the last days? Amen. How many of us believe that? Did you know that because we're living in the last days, that 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says that we should pray more because we're living in the last days? Jesus would spend all night in prayer. Jesus would spend all night in prayer speaking to his Heavenly Father. He'd wake up in the morning when it was still dark to spend time with his Heavenly Father. We're told that Jesus would spend so much time with his Heavenly Father that a glow came from his presence when he came to his disciples. We're told that Daniel spent 3 times a day in prayer. We're told that all these people, they spent so much time in prayer, but now that we're living in the last days, we should pray more than we ever prayed before. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7, 1 Peter 4 verse 7, it says this, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and do what? Watch unto prayer." The Bible says now that we see that the end is at hand, that all these things are being fulfilled, that the prophecies are being fulfilled, even in the last days, that we should watch unto prayer. The reason why we are weak in our spiritual life as we get closer to the end of time is because we don't spend much time in prayer. Amen. The devil wants to weaken us right before Christ comes, because if he can weaken us while the end is at hand, we will not be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 26 and verse number, let's go there. Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26. If we don't spend time in prayer, if we don't spend any time in prayer, we will lose our spiritual strength. We're in Matthew 26, the Bible says in verse number 41, Matthew 26 and verse 41. Watch this now. It says this, "Watch and do what? Pray, that ye enter not into what? Temptation. For that ye enter not into temptation, the spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is weak." If we're not watching and if we're not praying, because the end of all things is at hand, we will be weak in our spiritual life. But if we watch and we pray, the Spirit will strengthen us. Amen? And the devil knows that when the end of all things is at hand, he's trying to take away our time to spend less time in prayer, to spend less time in the study of God's Word, to weaken our spiritual condition, so when Christ shall come, we will not be ready for his coming. And also, the crisis that is coming, we will not be ready for that crisis. Was there a crisis in Christ's day? Did not Christ die upon Calvary's cross? And the Bible says that if we follow him, all those who follow Christ, the Bible says the servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will do what? They will also persecute you. And as Jesus prepared for his persecution, he spent time in prayer and he spent time in the study of God's word. And if we're not spending time in prayer, and if we're not spending time in the study of God's word, we will not be ready for the persecution that will take place upon the earth. The Bible says the end of all things is at hand. Watch unto prayer. We saw this again. Watch and pray. You know what the Lord showed me? The Lord showed me what it means to watch. I want to show you what that means this morning. Amen. Go with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 2. It's after the book of Micah, after the book of Micah, and before the book of Zephaniah. Habakkuk chapter 2. What does it mean to watch? When Jesus says watch unto prayer, where he says watch and pray. What does it mean to watch? Many of us, we pray, but we don't spend much time watching. What does it mean to watch? Are we there? Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 1. Are we there? I know Habakkuk is a book that we usually don't turn to much. Amen? But if we're going to prepare for Christ's coming, we need to go through our Bibles like never before. Amen? Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says this. I will stand upon my what? My watch. I will set upon the tower, and I will set me upon the tower, and will what? Will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Bible says, I will watch to see what he will say to me. Prayer is often us talking to God. Watching is God speaking to us. We're listening to see what he will say to us. And if we don't spend any time in prayer and then listen for the voice of God distinctly, we will not hear his voice. We will not say, he will not hear, we will not hear him say, this is the way, walk ye in it, when we're tempted and passed about with all these great afflictions that will come upon God's will in the last days. We must prepare our minds to hear the voice of God. Did you know that in the morning, God wants to speak to you individually? When every other voice is hushed, we're told, Ministry of Healing, chapter 3. When every other voice is hushed, we can hear the voice of God speaking to our souls. Why do you think Elijah, and who was the prophet that God would send to bring revival to the youth? The prophet Elijah. In Elijah's day, when Elijah was running from Jezebel, his life was about to be taken. The Bible says that there was an earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. There was a wind. God was not in the wind. There was a fire. God was not in the fire. Isn't there a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire? God is not in that group. Amen? Let me tell you something. We need to get away from this secular music. Amen? Amen. God is not in that music. Amen? Amen. All those things that were being done, God was not in any of that. But God spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. And unless we hear God speaking to us through our conscience in a still small voice, where we hear his voice, where we listen to him in prayer, often when we pray, we get up off our knees right away. But when we pray, I want to challenge you, and this will strengthen your spiritual life. After you're done praying, stay on your knees for a little while, my friends, and listen to see if God will hear and answer your prayer as you are yet on your knees. The Bible says, before ye call, I will answer, and while you are yet speaking, I will hear. Friends, it's time for us to stop. It's time for us to get out of this tradition. Amen? It's time for us to get a living and real experience with Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is. God is willing to pour out his spirit in every one of us. But many of us are not giving him the opportunity and the time so that he can pour out his spirit in our lives. And guess what? Because we are not spending any time in prayer, and we're not spending any time in the study of God's word, we're not spending any time in personal devotion, God cannot pour out his Holy Spirit in us to strengthen us. As a result, we are weak and in sin. And we wonder why we can't gain victory over sin. We wonder why we're struggling with temptation. We wonder why we have a habit or an addiction that we can't break. It's because we're not spending any time in God's word, my friends. Go with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2. Now, there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. Amen? Was not the Holy Spirit poured out? Was not thousands added to the church in one day? Was not they going house to house, breaking bread, and God added to the church daily those who should be saved? So there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 2. Notice what the Bible says in verse 2. God desires to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us in these last days. But unless we make ourselves available to him through prayer and the study of God's word, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Notice this, Acts chapter 2, verse 2. It says this, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it did what? It filled the house and that they were sitting in. So the Bible says that they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit and it filled the whole house. Notice again, verse 4. It says, and they were what? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Question, does God again want to fill us all with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Notice now, chapter 4, Acts chapter 4. Now we know the result. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Didn't we clearly see that? And then again, they were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says this. It says, and Peter, filled with who? The Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and of the elders. So Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Go with me now to verse 31 of Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says this. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with who? With the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had what? They had all things in common. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says again in Acts chapter 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So we have two outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They received a double portion of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. And God wants to do the same work in the last days. Go with me to Acts chapter 2 now. Back to Acts 2. The Bible says in verse number 17, Acts chapter 2 and verse 17, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Is that past, present, or future? It shall come to pass. Past, present, or future? Future. The Bible says it shall come to pass. In the last days. Are we living in the last days? Yes, my friends. In the last days. Now, question. Was Peter living in the last days? If Peter said it shall come to pass in the last days, was he living in the last days? No. So he said it shall come to pass in the last days. Speaking of the future. Speaking of our time in which we're living in. Is that clear? So in the last days, it says it shall come to pass. In the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days of my spirit, and they shall do what? They shall prophesy. Now catch this. When God poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, was the Holy Spirit just with them, or was the Holy Spirit also in them? So in the last days, God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit, not just to be simply with us, but to be where? Go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit in us, in all flesh, in all of us. You know, I said this last night. But for those who weren't here, I'll say it again. I grew up in this church. I always believed that God wanted to pour out his spirit on all flesh. I always believed that the Holy Spirit was with us. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit with you is when you receive that conviction. But did you know you can have the Holy Spirit with you, but not have the Holy Spirit in you? Many of us have the Holy Spirit with us. We are convicted of our sin, but having the Holy Spirit with you and being convicted is different than having the Holy Spirit in you and being converted. Many of us are convicted of sin, but many of us are not converted. And unless we receive the Holy Spirit within us, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 16, it says this, John 14, 16, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That's the Holy Spirit, that he will abide with you how long? forever. So the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever. Now, verse number 17 now says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. It says, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be where? Shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit wants to be where? In us. And when the Holy Spirit fills our life, when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, guess what the result is, my friends? Victory over sin. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. So when the Bible says that in the days of the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2. And in Acts chapter 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 4. And God says that same work he wants to do in the last days is fill up his church with the Holy Spirit. It means he wants us all to receive power to overcome sin. But in the last days, there's many people and many preachers and many churches who say we will never overcome sin. And if that is the case, why would God send his Holy Spirit? 1 John 3, verse 24, the Bible says this, and he that keepeth his what? Commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know, that he abideth in us, that Christ abides in us, by the Spirit, which he has what? Given us. Catch this verse now. What the Bible is saying is that we know that the Holy Spirit abides in us when we keep the commandments. Catch this now. When the Holy Spirit is in us, the natural result will be what? Commandments keeping. Oh, did you see that? So if we're struggling in sin, or we have an addiction or habit we can't break, the reason why we are in sin is because the Holy Spirit is not in us. Is that clear for us? Is that clear? Notice again verse 6. The Bible says, whosoever, 1 John 3 verse 6, whosoever abideth in him, abides in Christ, by the Spirit, sinneth what? Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath neither seen him, neither known him. Verse number 4, what is sin? It says, for whosoever committed sin, transgresseth also the law. For sin is the what? Transgression of the law. Amen? So the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit abides in me, I will have the life of Christ. I will have victory over sin. I will be a commandment keeper. So what we should focus on is what? The receiving of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Many of us are trying to keep God's commandments, and we're trying it in vain, for it is only the work of God's Holy Spirit that can give us the power to walk in the victorious life. How would you feel if you're a doctor and someone walked into your office and said, doctor, I'm sick. And the doctor says, all right. And you say, all right, I'm going to perform this thing on you. And then the person says, you know what, doctor, I know I'm sick, but I came in here to show you how I'm going to take care of myself. How foolish would that be? How would it be if a firefighter, you call the firefighter, your house is burning on fire. You call the firefighter, they came over to your house, and you said, I know my house is burning, but I want to show you that I'm going to put out this fire. How foolish would that be? And when we try to live the life that only the Holy Spirit can do in us and for us, how foolish are we, my friends? You know, that is called the foolish virgins. They're trying to live the life of Christ, but they have no oil, they have no Holy Spirit, they have no experience with God. As a result, they are in sin. And when Christ shall come, they'll say, Lord, open to us, but probation is closed. Friends, I hope that we see that we must all have an experience with the Holy Spirit before Jesus comes. Amen? That we need this experience. And this is why prayer is so important. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, it says, if your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. That's Luke 11, verse 13. If your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who want? Ask. So prayer is vital in our spiritual life. Many of us, when we pray, we just want to pray for God to take care of the bills. We just want to pray that God will take care of emergency situations. We just want to pray when it's convenient for us. But how much should we pray? Pray without what? see things. And the reason why we don't know what to pray for is because we don't know the purpose of prayer was to receive the Holy Spirit. And every moment of the day, we should be praying, Lord, give me thy Spirit. Why? So that you can live in me and I can be victorious over sin. And also, the Word of God is how we receive the Holy Spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. So by studying the Word of God, I receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now watch this. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 says, it says that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So when I spend time in the Word of God, I'm receiving His Holy Spirit. Amen? Now this is very vital for us. For unless we spend time in prayer, and unless we spend time in the study of God's Word daily, evening and morning, and at noon, daily, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, and God cannot pour out His Holy Spirit in us. How many of us have been experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit this week? Amen? But let me tell you something why this is so important. Because in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 4, as they received the Holy Spirit, they were receiving victory over sin. They were receiving power to live the life of Christ. They were receiving power to proclaim the gospel. They were receiving power to live above sin. And as they received this power, the Bible says that they were on fire for God. The reason why we're not on fire for God now is because we don't have the Holy Spirit. Oh, what does fire represent in the Bible? Matthew chapter 3, he says, I baptize you with what? Water. But there shall come someone after me who shall baptize you with what? Fire. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So if we're not on fire for God, it's because we need who? The Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? So as they received the fire of God's Holy Spirit, there was a revival that took place. And this revival came in tongues. Many were coming to the church. Many were being revived and coming to a relationship with the Lord. Many were experiencing a revival in their hearts, just like some of us in this room. But let me tell you something. As many were experiencing the revival in their hearts, there were others who did not experience that revival, but were faking as if they did. And if we fake it to make it, we'll never make it, my friends. Unless we all receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we will all be lost. Notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. The Bible says this. So when you see in Acts chapter 2, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And notice, right after they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, notice what happened to some individuals, which is a warning for us as we want to receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit to receive revival. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5 and verse 1, it says this, but a certain man named Ananias, that word Ananias means God is gracious. Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira we get from the word sapphire. That is a diamond. That's going to be in heaven. Amen? Amen? And that means beautiful. Sapphire. It says, his wife sold a possession. You know what I noticed about these two people? Ananias, God is gracious. Sapphira, beautiful. They had names that glorified God, right? But they did not live up to their names. Could it be possible today that we have a name that we live as, but we are dead? The Bible goes on to say in verse 2, and notice what happened, and kept back part of the price. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to him, to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath who? Satan, fill thine what? Part to lie against who? The Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land. Let me tell you something. If we want to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we need to give Him everything. If we are coming to these meetings and we give God our hearts and our minds and our lives, and then we go back home and we go back to the music we were going back to before, We go back to the television, we go back to before. We go back and there's no change. We're giving God a part, and God cannot bless us when we give him a part when he wants all of our heart. Amen. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And if we're giving God only a part, notice what happens. The Bible says in verse 3, after they gave him a part, it says, but Peter said unto Ananias, why hath what? Satan filled thine heart with to lie against the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the prince, the price of the land. They only gave God a part, and Satan filled the heart. If we don't give God a full surrender, if there is a darling sin in your life, a habit you don't want to let go of, a person, say you're dating someone who's not of God, and you know Holy Spirit convicting you, and you're holding on to that ungodly relationship. If there's music, whatever it is, you know, you name it. If you're holding on to it, you will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Satan will fill your heart. Did you know that if we give Satan just a little bit, just a door, he's going to open that door and bring all his demons in? And if we give God only a little bit and we hold on to a little bit of sin, we will not receive any of God's Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? We must put new wine, amen, into new bottles. Amen. You know what that means? You must cleanse your heart, cleanse your life, cleanse your body, cleanse your soul, your mind, and God will then cleanse you and give you the Holy Spirit. New wine, new bottles. God will not put old wine in, God will not put new wine in an old bottle, amen? We must be new. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be cleansed from sin. And if we give God a part, God will not accept it, amen? Go with me in your Bible to the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13. The reason why this is so important is because, did you know that Judas only gave God a part of him? Judas only gave God a part of him. He was, let's bring this to conviction now, okay? Judas was a disciple of Jesus Christ, was he not? Yes. Judas was walking with Jesus, amen? Yes. Judas was actively involved in gospel ministry, amen? So it doesn't matter if you're a preacher or a teacher or a singer. It doesn't matter if you are part of the youth ministry or part of the whatever ministry you're part of. If you do not give God all of your heart, Satan can fill you with his demons. The Bible says in John chapter 13, John 13 and verse 2, it says this, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of who? Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to us. Betray him. So the devil saw that Judas did not give God everything. So he came to him and said, if I can just come at him and put these thoughts into his heart, put these things in his heart, he's going to cherish it. He's going to love it. He's going to desire it because Judas was not filled with the Holy Spirit. And watch this. The devil just simply put a thought into his mind. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. And notice with that little thought what took place. Go with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22, and I'm going to make a strong statement here. We're going to the book of Luke. Luke 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Are we there? The Bible says this. Luke 22 and verse number 3. It says, then entered Satan into Judas, Simon Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. First, he put a thought into his mind, and then that thought became bigger and bigger, and he dwelt so much on his sin that the Bible says that Satan literally entered into him. Some of us, we have demons in our home because of the things that we bring into our home. If the Holy Spirit can't bless it, don't bring it in.
Yes, brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. We just have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you again. Thank you. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit. Bless each heart tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining.
Which one?
This?
Okay.